so tough. I mean, the weather was pretty epic. I actually said at the start of the day, like, I wouldn't mind it to rain because it makes it a lot harder race, and we train in the rain all the time. I'm from up in Scotland, so, you know, I spend most of my life training in the rain, so I might as well race in the rain as well. And I actually think, yeah, that suited us. The conditions were epic. The course was absolutely crazy. Up, down, up, down. It's a bit of a cliche, but, you know, the way they say, battle of attrition. Everyone was just on their knees by the end. Obviously, there were attacks going, but a lot of the time, like, it was just thinning down and thinning down from the pace just going up. And, yeah, started off nice weather, went to bad weather, got a bit nicer, and then it got bad again. But, yeah, it was absolutely, yeah, awesome.
And you got top 10 at the World Championships. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels absolutely amazing. Like, obviously, as a team, it's not what we came for. We wanted to ride for the win. And I think, you know, we had our jobs at the start of the day, tried to execute them as best as possible. Didn't have the legs, didn't quite pan out for us. But, I mean, yeah, top 10 in the world feels good. But, yeah, I suppose there's sort of, you know, you think, oh, could have been maybe more.
And some strong opposition as well. Like, Italian and American teams look really strong out there. Sort of working against them as a team as well.
Yeah, we knew the Italians and, especially the Americans were the riders to watch. And people before saying, oh, who are you going to follow? But we wanted to, you know, make the moves ourselves. You know, had riders trying to do that. I think we did that. But obviously, we knew the Americans were going to be strong, and they proved that on the day. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do, you know?
And what about the crowds? How are the crowds today?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you think, like, you hear that in interviews all the time. You think, you'd be forgiven for starting to think that people were paid to say the crowds are amazing. But obviously, it was my first opportunity to actually race in Yorkshire properly and like in a big event. And yeah, that's all I can say is they were absolutely amazing. I got to experience that for myself today. I mean, coming through the finishing straight, absolutely deafening. Even on the climbs, they're amazing. But as we came through, it was just like, it really hits you like, wow, that is loud, you know? And it's, then you hear all the time, go on, Great Britain, go on, Great Britain. And it just spurs you on, you know? And it's absolutely amazing. Yeah, and there was, you know, however many deep, like three deep, maybe probably like 10, I don't know, eight deep on the finishing line. It was absolutely amazing, yeah.
So if you get a chance to race in Yorkshire again, will you be back?
Oh, absolutely. I love racing around here, you know? I'm originally from Leeds, I was born in Leeds. So I love coming down here, kind of, and doing training on these roads. So any time I can, I'll be training, racing on these roads. I absolutely love it. Yeah, they're awesome. I'm from up in Scotland, in Dundee.
Oh, Dundee.
So that's where I live, yeah. But I've actually, this summer, I've actually spent a lot of time down in Leeds because my grandparents still live here. So I've been staying at my grandparents' house just because it's a lot less travelling than having to go all the way back to Scotland. Yeah, it's 5 hours, 6 hours less every journey if I use that as a kind of training base. So it's meant I've actually been riding on these roads for ages. Even when I was about 14, we used to come down here for Christmas, and I used to go and just do 100 miles in the Dales. So I've actually been riding these roads for ages, and I absolutely love them. And yeah, my dad obviously lived in Leeds, so he knew all the roads, and he, you know, when I was really young, he'd take me out to Burnsall. You know, we'd stop at the cafe. That was about as far as I could get. Or we'd actually, sometimes we used to drive out to Otley, so it was a bit of a shorter ride. When I was really young, stop at the tea rooms in Burnsall, and then today I was racing through Burnsall in the World Champs, and that just feels so amazing.
It's a pretty good cafe, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I love them, yeah. I've built up a bit of a repertoire of cafes, yeah. I'm a bit of a coffee snob, so I know the ones that I like. So yeah, always big ride, anything over, well, yeah, anything around 4 hours, always have a cafe stop about 2.5 hours, 3 hours in, have a quick coffee, and then, yeah, get you home.
It's my kind of cycling. Thanks for talking to us.
No problem, it's my pleasure.